Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Word Podcast. We continue our examination of the letter that James wrote. So we're in James, the first chapter, just getting started. So this gives us an opportunity to sort of go back and set the context. So let me start with the first chapter, the first verse. And it says this, James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. And so if you're just now joining us, the last couple episodes, we've covered the first, five verses right here. So go back and check those real quick for, you know, more context and more understanding. Verse 2, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. So in verse 2 and 3 right here, we're being told by the Spirit to count it all joy, folks, when you encounter various trials, not the trials that are the fruit because of sin that you've done, or rebellion or something like that. It's the trials that are because of your faith and your belief. And he says this, you should know that this is a testing of your faith and that this testing produces endurance. Verse 4 continues the idea, and let endurance have its perfect result so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And so that's a great promise we looked at in the last episode. If you lack wisdom, if you're a believer, he's writing to people who are believers here. If you're a believer and you lack wisdom, you don't know what to do, you don't know how to interpret something, you don't know which way to go, then ask of God, and God gives it generously and without reproach. It'll be given to you. And you think, well, that's great. That's wonderful. I just got to do that. Now, the next verse, verse 6, starts with the word, but. But. Well, you know, that word can mean this or can mean that. It's probably one of the most powerful words in Scripture. Look what it says in verse 6. But he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Oh, there's a little caveat here, okay? A little thing, something going on here, okay? So notice the entire context of everything. We need to count it all joy when we encounter various trials. We may not understand why those trials have come. We know that they will test us and test our faith, and it'll produce endurance, okay? We know that. We know that the whole point is where we will be mature, lacking in nothing. But I lack wisdom to have understanding about what to do in the midst of this time, okay, in the midst of this trial. So what do I need to do? Well, ask God. But do not ask God with doubt. We must ask in faith without any doubting, okay? Now, I know what you're thinking, because I'm the one, I do this all the time. I say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief, right? Remember that passage, that encounter that Jesus had with a man? We truly do. We believe, but we acknowledge readily that doubt will creep in so, so quickly. Even in the midst of times of tremendous faith, doubt is knocking at the door. Sometimes it's a fiery dart of the evil one. Sometimes it's just the fleshliness of ourselves and just a soulish rim. But he's saying this, if you're asking God for wisdom, then ask in faith without any doubting. Notice how important faith is. Faith simply means this, you're believing God. I'm believing what God said. I lack wisdom. I lack understanding in this. God, I don't know what to do, but I believe you. And I ask that you will give me the understanding that I need. Now, that often is not necessarily the understanding that I want, okay? That's where we mess up, because we want to know everything. We want to know every variation, every variable, every permutation. We want to know everything that could possibly happen. And God usually doesn't do that. What does he say? He will give us the wisdom. He gives us the wisdom we need, not necessarily all that we want. How do we receive it? By faith without doubting. The one who doubts is like what? The surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. In other words, every wind of doubt, Every wind of false doctrine, every wind of this or whatever will drive us in a different direction. Okay? It will lead us in a different way. The Lord uses that picture a lot in Scripture, okay, of being tossed here and there by the waves, being tossed about by the wind. You see it in Ephesians, you see it in a couple other places, that we do not need to be like that. If we request and if we ask in faith without doubting, the Lord will grant it. Well, then he gives some more insights. Let me just show these next two verses. Verse 7, for that man, which man? The man who is doubting when he asks, for that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. And so if you're asking of God and you're asking for wisdom and you're praying for it, and you're saying, Lord, I really need this. You told me in verse 5 there, James 1, that if I ask that you'll give to all and without reproach, and it'll be given to me. But you have doubt. If you are that man, then you should not expect that you will receive anything from the Lord. Verse 8, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Whoa, I want a good definition of a double-minded man. I want a good definition of somebody who's unstable, who sits there and calls upon the Lord and professes one thing, but on the other side has doubt. Okay? And notice it says, any doubt. He must ask in faith without any doubt. Do you really trust in the Lord? Do you really believe that he has our good at his heart? Do you really lay down your life and realize, God, whatever you desire to do is fine and is okay? If you don't really believe that, then you've got doubt, okay? And he tells us right here, you're not going to receive anything. Why? Because you are a double-minded man. Your thoughts are over here for one moment. Your thoughts over here for another moment. You say one thing, you do another thing. And then he's actually described as being unstable. And it carries the idea of restless, okay? Being stirred up, unsettled, unsteady with things. Well, what things? Unstable in all his ways. Whew, see, this gets a lot more serious than you think at the very beginning, doesn't it? Remember what he's saying. From the very beginning of this letter, James would say, hey, count it all joy, folks, when you encounter these various trials. Something is going on with this group. If nothing else, just what he said in the first verse in introducing, that they had been dispersed abroad. They had been scattered because of the faith. He says, count it all joy when you encounter all sorts of various trials, knowing this, that it's just a testing of your faith, and it's going to produce endurance, and that endurance is going to mature you to where you lack anything. But if you lack wisdom, if you lack understanding what's going on in these situations, then ask of God, and God will generously give it to you. But you cannot ask doubting. You ask in faith without any doubt. Otherwise, you are a double-minded man. And as a double-minded man, you're unstable in all your ways, and there's no sense of expectation that you will receive anything from the Lord. You're trying to call upon him while keeping your feet anchored firmly in the earth, okay? Keeping your feet anchored firmly in the situation, the circumstance. And you cannot do that. That is being double-minded. Unstableness will be the pattern of your life in all ways. I know, well, you read this right here, you just go, Lord, I see a lot of myself in these things. Absolutely. But the word is given to us to where we can say, God, forgive me for this. Let me move on. Let me press on in you. Let me press into you. Throw up that red flag, Lord, every time I start to doubt, every time I start to get unstable. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. As always, pass the word about these times to other folks. That's how we sort of grow the group here, okay? Also, go to my website, and you can see the podcast there, my daily blog there, online Bible studies. I started posting them there every week, and you'll see a place to where you can help and contribute to the cause here if you desire. I'll see you next time.